You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today, we'll be talking about Be My Eyes. Joining me to tell us all about it is Chief Marketing Officer from Be My Eyes, Mr. Andy Bailey. Andy, thank you for joining us.
Absolute pleasure, Hubert. Good to be with you.
So for anyone that hasn't kind of used Be My Eyes, what's the simplest way of explaining kind of what it does and how do you support blind and partially sighted people?
It's always good, actually, to start with a little bit of a story. And I don't know how many of your audience, your listeners, know of how we even started, because it's quite a nice story, actually. By the way, on the 15th of this month, January the 15th, it's actually our 10th birthday. So it's great to celebrate our 10. I mean, we spoke a little bit last year in January about the 10 years since our founding, but officially the birthday, the 10th birthday, 1 year later, obviously, is on the 15th. We started 10 years ago or 11 years ago in Denmark, actually. It was a gentleman called Hans Jørgen Weiberg. He started life as a Danish furniture craftsman. But in his 20s, he got diagnosed with a degenerative eye condition. And one day he actually lost his keys and he was inside his house and he was locked in. He couldn't find his keys. So he called his daughter on FaceTime, and through her sort of looking through the camera of the phone, they managed to find the keys. I know it's a simple thing, but that was a lights on moment for him. He realized the power of that one way video call between someone who is blind himself and a sighted person. In this case, it was his daughter. But he thought, I don't want to keep bothering my family with, you know, questions about which what color shirt is this, or where are my keys today, and that sort of thing. He thought, how about I crowdsource this? How about if I could crowdsource volunteers to do that task and just connect through to somebody randomly, wouldn't that be a powerful thing? That was his lights on moment. He built an app with some help from others. The powerful thing was that within just a few weeks, there were literally thousands of volunteers who had downloaded the app, and there were hundreds of blind and low vision users that had downloaded the app and started using it. We've now got almost 1 million blind and low vision users and 10 million volunteers across now about 180 countries, speaking almost every language on the planet, about 150 languages. And then I guess a couple of years ago, we started a partnership with OpenAI. And at that time, they had an unlaunched model, which was all about visual AI. And they wanted to work with us to start interpreting images on behalf of our users. So fast forward a few months later that year, we launched a thing called Be My AI, which then gave our users a choice. They could either still call a volunteer, or they could ask this AI agent what was in front of them as well. So now we take about 4 million of those chat sessions a month.
Now you also have a service directory of many, many partnerships, which I have certainly used before to greater success. For example, the Microsoft Disability Answer Desk to help me when I decided to break my Windows computer. But that's quite a unique feature as well. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
We provide all of that services that I talked about, the volunteers, the AI, and so on, free to our end users, our blind and low vision users. But obviously, you know, as a commercial company, we have to pay for that service somehow. It costs us money. So again, a few years ago, we decided to use our infrastructure, the same technology infrastructure that I've described, but to apply it to paying customers, big brand organizations like Microsoft. They were actually one of our first customers. But obviously now alongside a host of other household brand names. And the logic is, instead of now the blind or low vision user connecting through to an anonymous volunteer, they connect through to a specialized agent in one of our customers. So a service agent, perhaps a service agent from Amtrak, or a service agent from Tesco, Or here in the UK, again, a service agent from BTEE, if they've got something wrong with their, I don't know, their home Wi-Fi or something, or their mobile service. So it's using the same infrastructure, but instead of connecting to volunteers, they now connect through to a specialist agent of one of our business partners. And that's been very successful over the years.
Now, from your own perspective, what have blind and partially sighted people told you they value the most, and in Be My Eyes, you know, any feedback that has particularly stuck with you?
Our blind users really value that, and see that we are a kind of part of that community. We have many blind and low vision employees ourselves, and we tend to try and develop our products. We have a phrase internally, we develop our products with, not just for, our blind users. So we tend to try and engage with our blind customers even before we start developing new products and services. I think they also value that we provide all this for free. That comes from Hans and that original philosophy, if you like, of we think it's a right, a human right, to have the same access to things as sighted people. You shouldn't have to pay for that. If you have to pay for that, that's not giving true equitable access to the same things that sighted people have, right? So that's deeply ingrained with us. So free is important. And the third thing I'd say, I believe our customers, as well as our end users, value us for is innovation, that old word. I think they see us as pushing the boundaries. We certainly did when we were the first to launch a visual AI model. More recently, again, some of your listeners might know that we have a partnership with Meta, and specifically their Meta AI and Ray-Ban smart glasses, where the only accessibility app that's available natively on those glasses.
What excites you the most about where, you know, Be My Eyes is heading, whether it's new technology or new partnerships or new ways of supporting independence for blind and partially sighted people?
The opportunity for blind and low vision people has never been greatest. I think there's a lot of emphasis, particularly here in Europe, but in the Americas as well, and more broadly around the world, but particularly here in Europe, where the emphasis and the rights of disabled people generally, but in particular blind and low vision people, is coming to the fore. It's becoming more important in every part of every life. You only have to look around at even legislation is now becoming more and more higher up the agenda, and people are having to do more and more to make lives for everyone much more accessible. And I hope that a company like Be My Eyes is helping facilitate that. I think we certainly are raising the noise level of why this is so important. Honestly, not just because it's the right thing to do to provide equitable access, but frankly, to businesses, it's a commercially good thing to do as well. And it's in a sense an untapped opportunity for businesses. So if we can help drive that agenda even more than where it's got to now, which, as I say, I think it's got to its highest point ever, then I think that's a good thing for everyone.
And for those who, you know, haven't tried Be My Eyes yet, what would you say to them to encourage them to give it a go?
It's very simple. Download the app. Whether you're a blind or low vision individual, or whether you're a volunteer, or even whether you're a business, download the app and try it out for yourself. There's nothing to stop you doing that. But we welcome users of all types from anywhere in the world all the time. So just try it out. It's free.
Thank you very much, Andy Bailey, Chief Marketing Officer at Be My Eyes, for telling us about the app. And of course, happy birthday. Thank you for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.